Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Oh, just in Nashville, Tennessee, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. And, hey, talking to y'all this morning, so it makes it that much better.
How was your number one party? Was it awesome?
It was good. It was good. It's just hard to believe since, you know, I've probably met all of you at 4th Street Live at some point years ago, and now to be, you know, celebrating the 6th. Number one song. It's just, you know, I thank y'all, by the way. I mean, country radio, y'all been so good to me. I mean, that does not happen normally. So it's just, you know, getting to share that with my co-writers, the people I write with, and people in the industry that, you know, believe in me and send my songs out there. It's just, it's cool to be celebrating that.
Bring those 6 number ones to Yallapalooza, aren't you?
I'm bringing all of them and everything I got. I cannot believe I'm headlining.
And you've been to this show before, and
yeah, you
are headlining this time. That's fantastic.
Wow.
That's what I was sitting here thinking before I called in this morning. I was just thinking about all the times I've seen y'all at shows and just hung out and always how much fun we have. And I was like, where was that time where me and TJ did an interview up under this tent? And it was Yallapalooza the last time I was there. I just remember the fans being around out there, and just such a cool event. And, you know, to be opening just part of that show, and then a few short years later, I'm headlining with some of my good buddies. It's gonna be a blast. And I kind of know what to expect now. I was there for the last one, and I'm just it's hard to believe, but I'm pumped.
TJ likes to bring a lot of people up underneath that tent. You know what I'm talking about? So.
Hey, you know what? Wow. I think I might have brought 3 or 4 other men up there that day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I think you did. I think you did. I was just glad to be part of
Yeah, well,
one of them.
That's what most people say. Well, she is what we like to call gets around, if you know what I'm saying.
She gets around in interviews is
that's
what
right.
she does.
That's exactly
that's
right.
It.
Interviewed a lot of folks. I love it.
Well, we can't wait for Yallapalooza.
Oh,
this is going to be great. It's back at Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. Pre-sale going on right now. Tickets on sale to everybody on Friday. It's going to be fantastic.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, hey, that's hopefully everybody listening, y'all get your tickets, because I am, like I said, this is something I'm looking forward to, one of my favorite areas anyway, but to be headlining a show with y'all, man, I tell you, it's an honor, and I can promise you we're going to bring our A-game, everything we got. So.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is the first on-sale weekend, and I want to break records. What do you think, Zeke? Let's break records with ticket sales.
I think we should.
Absolutely.
Look, if anybody can do it, it's us, because I promise y'all, to take me from nobody to chilling it to 6 number ones, we can break some records there. So let's do it.
Let me ask you this. Might we hear a 7th number one at the show?
Hey, if who knows when, you know, how that song's going to do. I do have my 7th single with out on the radio, Flatliner, with my buddy Dirk Bentley,
right.
who I'm currently touring with. But this is a night where, you know, who knows what Dirk's is doing. He may have a show somewhere else, but if not, since he's a pilot, maybe he can just fly in and sing it, because this song has way too many words for me to sing by myself. Mm-hmm.
Do not tease us that way. Jill and I can't handle that kind of action.
No. I can't handle that. I need the D. And you know what? He's played Yallapalooza so many times.
That was great. Nice little plug there.
Yeah,
Dirks is one of my favorite artists. And hey, he knows. You never know. When he hears I'm doing that, it may just, you know, convince him. But, and TJ being there. So who knows?
Of course.
I wonder if TJ, have you ever had Dirks underneath the tent?
I wish. actually, up
y'all
in the
are ridiculous. I love
the,
it.
The backstage broadcast booth.
Yeah,
is it the
deck.
Same thing.
As far as you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
hey,
the deck.
Hey,
the deck.
That's right.
Yeah, it was the deck.
The deck. That's right.
It was the deck.
It really is.
The deck with Dirks.
That's right. I've got a picture to prove it, and I mean it.
Yay.
We do.
Whoa. Whoa.
Well, Cole, thank you so much for taking time to call us, and we cannot wait for May the 26th and for you to come here and headline y'all.
Absolutely.
It's going to be so much fun. We appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. And like I said, thanks for having me and everything y'all have done for me, man. I get to do what I love, and it's good. The shows I get to do it around with people that have believed in me since day one. So appreciate y'all just as much.
Aww.
Well, buddy, stay safe, and we will see you soon.
Talk to you soon, babe.
All right. Well, bring it on. I'll be in touch with y'all soon, and can't wait. So let's get them tickets rolling.
Let's go.
Do it.
Thanks, Cole.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. See y'all.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Love ya.